makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. Every Wednesday, the week of a Texans game, we are going to let you listen to the team conference call. Today, Ben Roethlisberger talked about how the Steelers' offense is coming together.
Wide 72. Wide 72.
Had Mendenhall and Sweet to your offense, which is already good.
I did hear the first part, right, too. You asked how it is with linemen and Mendenhall in the offense.
Yeah, adding them to your offense, which was already really good.
Well, you know what? The nice thing about what we've had on offense is it takes the pressure off linemen and Rashard because there's no pressure for them to start this year. You know, a lot of teams, when they go out and draft players, they need them to come in right away and contribute and help out. Well, we don't need that right away, so we can kind of let them grow and mature and learn this offense without being thrown in the fire.
How do you improve on the kind of season you had last year, third touchdown pass, second passer rating, they only threw 11 interceptions?
Well, it was improved from the year before that everyone made a big deal about, but you know what, for me, it's the individual accolades don't mean nearly as much as the team stuff, so we fell short offensively and as a team, so it's things we have to improve on.
Ben, you led the league in average time of possession. The Steelers always are right one or two. Why is that so important, and what does it mean for the overall team?
Well, it's you know, I think it boosts the offense's confidence, and it demoralizes the defense when you can just run on a team and use up clock, and it gives your defense a time to rest and wears down their defense and gets their offense out of a rhythm. So I think it does a lot of different things.
When you watch Texans defense, what stands out for you?
A lot of things. I think the biggest thing for me is their speed all over the field. They from up front all the way to the secondary, they seem to always be flying around, and it seems like a big blur when you're watching it on TV.
What about Mario Williams and D'Amico Ryans? Do you have to game plan for Mario considering they don't really have another pass rusher?
Well, I think anytime you get a phenomenal player like that, you always have to be aware of where he is at. You know, our tackles, tight ends, backs, and because he's always moving around, our guards and centers have a big job this week of watching him and the rest of the defensive line and the linebackers. So it's a challenge that my offensive line is encountering this week.
This is your first game without Alan Faneca. Alan's from here. How hard was it for you to lose him?
Well, it was tough. Just because of the leadership that he brought and obviously the skill level that he brought at the offensive line. So it's going to be different not seeing him out there on Sundays with us.
Could you, because Sweet's from University of Texas, he's well known down here. What do you think, what have you seen in him so far?
Well, I think he's come a long way from the OTAs when he was here and kind of his head was spinning. You know, he's shown some flashes of excellence and you know, but we all know, and I think he'll be the first to tell you he's got some ways to go.
As always, thanks for listening. And don't forget to listen to our full edition of Texans Today. We'll be back on Thursday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans, get up and scream.